My microphone on.
Okay. Yes, I can definitely hear you.
Okay, all right. Fine.
Cool. Oh, man. Oh, yeah,
that works better.
Greetings, Thursday Warriors. Greetings. As you know, it is Thursday. So it is time for the Toddcast. You may notice that Tim is not here this week.
I am Tim. I got a facelift. It's okay. I look way better.
We're now introducing Tim 3. No, technically Tim 4 into the mix. but no, Justin's here filling in with for Tim. Tim had some stuff going on, so he said he'd be back in a couple weeks. He just needs to focus on some other stuff for a while, and that is fine. And I am quarantining. So, because I went to St. Louis last week, and in the middle of the week, I was just telling Justin, I'm like, I got a bunch of symptoms for just one day, and that was it. And I thought it might have just been a 24-hour thing, you know, fingers crossed. Came back on Monday, and half the people I was with all tested positive. So it's like, I'll be on the safe side and test it. So cracked open one of my government provided take-home tests, and it lit up like a Christmas tree. It was like full-on like red alert from Star Trek. It was rough. So I'm stuck in my room, in my upstairs in my house actually for probably at least now through the weekend, because I took another one today and it still is positive. So just gonna ride it out a little longer and see how it goes. So. Happy Thursday, guys. we do have
and a on that things. Happy note,
right? on that, we do have some stuff coming up. Actually, I think tomorrow is the last day you can enter to go to the Coheed show on Monday at Stage AE. You can enter to win at the Waterfront and the Mills locations, and then. The 6th, so not this Saturday, but the one after that, is the Butler anniversary sale, which will be all kinds of stuff on sale. The usual stuff, though, like graphic novels, toys, board games, minis, fun things.
Our fun usual things. Sale through every store for every anniversary.
Yeah, you know what, though? They have a lot of dollar books there that'll be half off. Like, they have that whole basement room. They probably have like 300-400 boxes to go through, so it's pretty good. It's not quite as big as the Mills room,
nope.
but it's probably on par with like, it's probably a little smaller than Ohio's amount. So if you are in that area not this weekend, because this weekend you can go see Justin up at Neo Comic Con at our booth, yep. Buy some things. Please send him home with money so that, yes. I can validate the fact that we paid him to go up there. It'll be good, though. That show's a lot of fun in general, just so you guys know. If you've never been to it, yeah, it's in North Olmsted, Ohio, just west of Cleveland, over by the airport. And it's in like an indoor soccer stadium. It's a lot of fun. The guys from Comics or Go put it on, and they're great people. Show's a lot of fun, so make sure you guys check that out. So yeah, in my quarantine time, which I totally stole from Steve Colbert, because he used to do that instead of in the meantime, it was quarantine time. during quarantine, I have been my wife loves Big Brother so much that she bought Paramount Plus. But I don't like Big Brother. I literally think it's just people hazing each other.
But
right,
I will bring this up. At least you have Paramount Plus. You can watch the new Beavis and Butthead.
Okay, stuff I haven't coming. Watched it yet. That's for the weekend.
But I hear it's sure. awesome.
I hear it is too. I am currently, I have finished Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Last night I finished season 2 of Discovery, and I'm probably about a third of the way through season three right now, and it is awesome. I'm a big Trek guy from back in the day, and these shows are awesome. Strange New Worlds specifically, fucking cool. Really, really, really good. It's weird though, because I don't know how much Star Trek you know, Justin, but
I am. Here's my Trek background. Okay. Never really watched a lot of the original because before my time, obviously. I'm not that old that I remember it being on reruns, catching it. But I am a Next Gen fan because me and my dad used to watch it together. It was one of the few shows both of us enjoyed watching. So I am a big Next Gen fan, Picard fan over Kurt. I'm sure I'm going to get crap for that. But
His
combat ability was way better than Kurt's, although Kurt was more of a ladies' man than Picard. So I guess you have to take what you have to get.
All right. So I'm kind of on the same, kind of in the same boat. Like, I remember watching the classic series on reruns, which I love. But I mostly grew up with Next Generation and Deep Space Nine. Those were my two big ones. Like, to this day, I still think that Deep Space Nine has the best theme song of any Star Trek show ever. Like, that solo trumpet while that meteor is floating through space is just fucking awesome. Anyway, so Strange New Worlds takes place pre and Discovery for the first two seasons takes place before the original series. So it's not by much. Yeah, they're set 10 years before the original series happens, right? So you get in both shows for a while, you get Captain Pike. So if you've ever seen the actual pilot for the original Star Trek called The Cage, that was Captain Pike's story. Like, he goes to this planet. There's these people that can, like, basically just make illusions of everything. You know, at the end of the episode, because Pike's an old man at this point in a wheelchair, they actually just send him there, and then he can live his life, like, normal again. It's actually very, very cool thing. It's called The Cage. Check it out if you haven't seen it. So we get to see Pike in season two of Discovery first, and then it leads into Strange New Worlds. Strange New Worlds, though, has a absolutely awesome original Star Trek vibe. It is so good. It's very episodic. It's got a lot of the, like, almost cliche Star Trek stuff without it being dated.
Red shirts die.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So in Discovery, though, is where we see Pike for the first time, and he on there feels very Pike, right? But when you get him onto Strange New Worlds, in my opinion, you kind of get his vibe shifts, and he kind of starts. It kind of acts a little more like how we traditionally remember Kirk acting. So it's a little bit weird for me because I'm just like, man, that was way more of a Kirk line than a Pike line. And wow, Pike line. And like, I don't know. Like, I didn't like how they changed him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I still thought the show was freaking awesome. Like, it's a really minor thing. But there are moments where I'm like, that's really Kirk, not really Pike. But anyway, let's talk comics for a while.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first here. Oh, I guess if you have stuff to share, I turn your sharing options on.
Well, I haven't read anything this week, unfortunately. Okay. But for those who don't know, I am like, I'm Marvel, I do a little DC, but I actually do more indie stuff than I do DC at the moment, just because there's not a lot of DC that thrills me at this point. But on the indie side, I am a big Shadow Man Valiant. See, this is what happens when I get on records here.
Live, so whatever. Yeah.
But I'm a big Shadow Man fan. So the Book of Shadows is all the magic mysticism of Valiant heroes forming, I guess, their version of Dark,
almost like Justice League.
Dark. Yeah. Justice League Dark. So yeah. It's, you know, I'm looking forward to that. So that's on my pull list. I didn't go to work today for obvious reasons. I will be working the whole weekend. So I took today off.
I got one. It's right.
There you go. Yeah, right there.
You know, another book is cool that I didn't get to read yet. That's right up your alley.
I saw that and I was going to mention that. And I did a double take and I'm like, Cradle Filth did a comic book.
Comic book, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Disturbed has one too, don't they? They
yeah,
have one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of bands do. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have some also, of the old school.
Quick bands. Shout out to the Ohio store for mailing me the stuff that they had pulled for me. Great job, guys.
There you go.
And I got it today. I got it all today too. So
nice. I have been reading the Wolverine Patch series, which for those who haven't read up to this point, I haven't read the new one. Again, like I said, I haven't been at work yet, so I will pick it up tomorrow and I'll probably peruse through it. But to this story so far is it's Wolverine in Madripoor between his coming to the X-Men and Weapon X era. He's like Patch Radium there. It's a lot of before he got involved in S.H.I.E.L.D. And I'm really enjoying it as far as opinion. I'm not going to ruin the story, but there's a lot of first appearances of characters we don't even know about yet, which we may see in the future if some of this stuff's going down, like the MCU seems to be doing, is writing in new characters with the books and the movies. So keep an eye out on some of that. But I've read almost every Wolverine series, and this is probably one of the better ones they've done in recent years. I'm enjoying it. I mean, I know it's not getting a lot of fanfare because everybody kind of gets sick of Wolverine and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when they do a good series with him, it's hard to say he's not a good character to follow, especially his background's so murky still. We don't know everything. The guy's been around for 200 years. There's a shit ton of story you can write for 200 years. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
Am I allowed to swear? I should have asked before I said that.
Yeah, you're fine.
But
I don't fucking care, Justin.
So I've read up to that point. So I'm looking forward to the new current one. And then I'm also looking forward to one that you said you've read is Ant-Man number one, especially with them revealing more about Ant-Man's new movie coming out early next year. I'm looking forward to it. I like the cover. The cover is very old school.
I do too.
It's very, very good. I like that.
Hold on. I'm going to see who did this cover.
That looks like, what's his name? Who's the artist that does the abstract? This is
Tom Riley.
Okay. Cover. Okay.
This book was actually it was interesting. So like the future Ant-Man kind of like pops back to watch a moment in Ant-Man's history where like him and Janet are at a theater and this kid is like being a dick and like throwing popcorn at them. So he goes out and he fucks with the kid by putting ants in his popcorn when he goes to get more. And then all of a sudden like he's like, come follow me. And then Ant-Man kind of gets, this is like young Hank Pym, gets kind of like kidnapped by like all these really terrible, like Golden Age artists or villains, like Trago, the dude who plays the trumpet that makes you feel different ways, and Time Master, who uses a gun to make him old and younger. Okay. Like, it's pretty like,
it's very old school.
Yeah. And he's so messed up that when he sends a message in Ants to Jan, he writes hope instead of help, like H-L-E-P. So Janet goes, saves the day, gets him out of there. And then at the end, he's kind of like, so who are you, dude? And he's just like, oh, follow me. And he takes him through like one of the time travel doorways. You know what I'm talking about? And they fall into the future. And he's just like, I'm also Ant-Man. And it's just
is this quantum realm type?
No, it's no? just Ant-Man.
Okay. I was going to say, wouldn't that tie in with the, get into the SDCC.
You know what? I will talk about a book that does kind of tie into that next.
Okay.
Go for Boom. It. Look at you being on the ball today. You don't even know it. And there it is. Janice Bell, Captain Marvel.
Nice.
So Rick Jones and Janice Bell are back. But Janice Bell has no idea, like, about anything. And Rick's wife, Margot, is having feelings for Moondragon. So, like, their whole thing is, like, they're trying to find them both. And if you don't know how the Rick Jones, Janice Bell thing worked for a while, with the quantum bands, they would clang them together, and they would swap place in the microverse between the two of them. But they're bonded together so they could talk to each other psychically the whole time. Mm-hmm. So this is a part of a story where Janice Bell was being he was being holed up, or like, he doesn't have memories, so he goes to a guy. The guy brings back all these memories, but it's actually the bad guy that was doing that. And then at the end, it was kind of neat because, like, Photon runs and grabs Rick out of the car and is like, don't you know, like, or you need to take cover from the bomb. And he's like, the gamma bomb? He's like, no, like, the other bomb. And the bomb's actually Janice Bell blowing up. And then elsewhere in the issue, the other part that happens is that Thanos returns. So, ooh. Yeah. There, so, and Janice Bell was in a couple issues of Captain Marvel, because all the Captain Marvels throughout history showed up at one point. So it's kind of neat.
Okay.
All right. My last book this week. You ready for this? You're going to appreciate this.
Okay.
So I will say, though.
Nostalgia.
So, yeah. So this book was so stupid and fun that it was, like, so awkward. So a family moves into a town, and the town, the house that they're in between is between the Madballs and the Garbage Pail Kids. So, like, a Madball comes over to introduce himself. Okay. And that one's Screaming Meanie. And Screaming Meanie lives with Hornhead, Skullface, Dustbrain, Oculus, Orbis, and Slobulus. And they're like,
the Mummy Ball. That was one of my favorites there. So that's,
yeah. And so they're like, oh, we would never live in that house over there. Our house is so much better. And then here come the Garbage Pail Kids. So it's Adam Bomb, who's the guy in the middle with the bomb head. Kim Kong, Stinky Stan, Brainy Janie, Scary Carrie, and Nasty Nick. Nasty Nick is the one that looks like Dracula, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like all these, like they're trying to give them like housewarming gifts, and they give them like toxic waste and all this stuff. And like the kids end up being, the kids end up being friends with them. And then it's a Madball versus Garbage Pail Kid baseball game is the rest of it. So wow. It's a lot of, it's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of dumb. You know what I mean?
Well, you're taking two of probably. I'm an 80s kid for obvious, you know, it's I'm a little older than you. I remember Garbage Pail Kids. I remember Mad Balls. I'd get in trouble, like not by my parents per se, but I went to private school. So of course those two were considered the devil. You know, it's just like anything that was like gross, like that's like demonic or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you ever got caught, like I had all the whole Garbage Pail collection and like, I wish I still had those. Cause God, those would be worth money right now.
Oh yeah.
And I never stuck them. I kept them like baseball cards. I didn't like peel them and slap them on things. I kept them like baseball cards. I did not. Yeah. Yes. Thanks mom and dad for selling all my stuff on eBay.
All right. Wow, we're moving quite along. We have a lot of stuff to talk about still. So
it's fine. We got the time. There's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot. So
so do you want to talk about trailers first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So last week, obviously, was also San Diego Comic-Con. So there was a ton of things that came out. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about three of the trailers that dropped, four of the trailers.
Well, sorry, you do four and I do four.
There's two DC trailers and there were two Marvel trailers.
Okay,
and then we'll talk about Phase 5 together.
Okay, I was going to say, you mind if I drop like special considerations for fans in general of pop culture?
Sure.
John Wick trailer. Oh. Looking forward to that since the third movie, because how long was that? That was a year before COVID. Number three.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to do John Wick the year of COVID. I think four was supposed to be out during that.
Yeah.
So we've had to wait an additional 2 years for this. So as a hardcore John Wick fan, that was one of my oh my God moments. And what was the other one? The D&D movie.
Mm. Yeah.
That actually looks, they actually did it right. Not the crappy one we had from the early 2000s that every D&D fan was pretty much disgusted by. You actually get to see D&D characters, monsters. Like the monsters look sweet.
Yeah.
As a D&D player.
It really looked like the 80s cartoon come to life. Mm-hmm. Which is really what I think everybody wanted anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. With all the monsters, the owlbear, the mimic, dragons up the butt, all good.
Oh, yeah.
I think they even had a gelatinous cube there. I think you see for like a 2 second clip of someone diving inside of the gelatinous cube. So I was thrilled with those. Those were the non quote comic stuff that I was
problems
enjoying.
All around.
Yeah.
I enjoyed all of those trailers. I thought they were great. So,
okay.
And I agree. I'm very excited for the Dungeons and Dragons because it's like, well, third time's the charm, right? This is the third one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had the Damon Wayans one, and then we had the other one.
Oh yeah.
That had like a subtitle to it, and then or maybe that one was the subtitle to it one, and then we have this one. So that'll be the third. So like I said, third time's charm. Hopefully it's just every couple of years they're gonna try again.
Yeah.
I mean, it to be fair though, this is the time to do it because D&D through the pandemic became even bigger than it's ever been.
And then of course Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Think again. Yeah. I've seen so many Hellfire shirts. I think my wife even ordered one. So she's like, oh, I'm going to wear, you know, and I'm like, you don't even play D&D. She's like, but I love Stranger Things. So
come on, man. Master of Puppets at the top 100 charts. First time in 36 years. Right?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Good God.
Couldn't do that back in the day, but we would do it in two, like 30
this
years
is
later.
Music, man. So I don't think it's gotten quite the Kate Bush love, but it's
there. No, so, but for those who appreciate it will appreciate it. So
yeah, the only thing that I said this before, I don't know if I said on here, was like, as someone who plays guitar, it's like one of those riffs where it's just like, you learn it when you're young because you think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, as you get older, people are like, oh man, can you play some Metallica? Can you play Master of Puppets? And it's like, kill me. So,
but you're sticking up like Master a musician's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, those of us who aren't as musically inclined still, you know, revel in it. You know, it's like someone right. going, can I listen to Cowboys from Hell? Can you play Cowboys from Hell?
I can indeed play Cowboys from Hell.
There you go. Yeah, but
how many in fact, tomorrow, outside of having to go and buy more more tests and drop off something, I may indeed make tomorrow guitar day and just play guitar all day, like literally all day. And maybe I will play some Cowboys from Hell.
There you go. For the Pantera reunion, if you haven't heard.
Oh, I heard. Wait. There you go. Who's playing drums, though? I didn't hear.
I'm trying to figure. I want to say, is it Travis Barker?
Really?
I think. His name's been used. It's either him or Dave.
Hold while I look this up.
I think he said he would be up for it. And that would, I wouldn't mind that because I respect him as a drummer, but I don't, it's, all it's right, like on, still trying on. To figure it out on that.
There we go. Nope. Charlie Benante from Anthrax.
Okay.
That is a good call.
Okay.
And then Zach Wilde is playing guitar. I knew that.
Obvious. I knew that one. That was, yeah, you knew Zach was going to say, you better include me into the shit, because he'd probably beat the shit out of Rex and Phil.
I was gonna say, to be fair, he's like the only dude I can think of that has a style close enough
to
Dimebag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And could pull it off.
Yes.
Because like Dime played on Anthrax records after that too. And I was like, man, like, I don't even know, like, they probably could have somebody now, like Sinister Gates could probably do it too, but he's very new school. Like I'm sure they wanted somebody from around the same era, and Zach is definitely that guy.
Same era, yeah.
Kerry Kelly would have been another, or Kerry King, sorry, would have been another one that would have been probably close enough, but King's got a little more. He's got a little more thrash in him. I think Zach's got the groove down that he can pull.
Plus, off. He is like basically he was like the third brother of the Abbotts. It would be Dime there, Dime and
Vinny,
and then Zach. They were always together, so of course he had to be part of this.
And it's. I think it's going to be a good time, and. You know, and I'm thinking about it now, and I'm like, Anthrax is on tour with Black Label Society right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if Rex and Phil are just coming with them and they're just like rehearsing on tour.
We're going to that concert, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So
as long as I don't get COVID opener. Again.
As
long as my COVID's cleared up by then, which I hope to God it is, because it's like a couple months. So don't get COVID. Don't do it.
I will avoid it.
Yeah. All right. So the two DC trailers that dropped were a Black Adam full trailer and the Shazam Fury of the Gods trailer. Mm-hmm. The Black Adam trailer, I don't really think it did much of anything.
Not really. I think we got a little bit more story, which I'm okay with. They showed a little bit more. I like the first trailer, to be honest, better because you got to see everybody. Yeah. I've been itching for Dr. Fate forever because he is one of my underrated DC guys. And Pierce Brosnan is awesome.
He does well with it.
I approve of that. If you're going to pick an older Englishman, I'm cool with that. That's, I'm down with that. So, you know, right. And he looks like Kent too. So it's even better that he looks like old school Dr. Fate. So it's
right.
There. Yeah, that's my soapbox on that.
My only thing is like, so it's supposed to be like in ancient Egypt though. So like, how, like why wouldn't we use one of the original, like more the older Dr. Fates from time, or is actually an Egyptian? That's my only question. I'm not complaining, because I think Pierce Brosnan's doing a freaking awesome job.
Yeah.
I'm just stating, why can't we do it that way? But
well, we don't know if there is. We don't know. We didn't get the whole story. We're getting snippets.
It's true.
They're not giving us a lot. It's right. Just action, a lot of rock shots in his god body. You know. Well, it's basically, he's pretty much the closest thing to god body that any of us will ever see in our lifetimes.
That's fair. Sure. You're not wrong. Well, yeah. So Shazam though was basically right where it left off. It felt very fluid. It felt like it was going to make sense. I just love that the Shazam family is still in full force. I think it'll be good. I'm not too worried about it. The first one is probably my favorite modern DC movie. Because I think it just was, it was pretty perfect in every way it needed to be. So we'll see. But notice it hasn't had very much hype at all. So
I think people are waiting for it. I just saw Shazam this year. So I've actually waited a couple of years because I have a very discerning palate when it comes to DC movies, and DC has disappointed me from time and time again.
I understand. Like,
other than Wonder Woman, which I have to, that's still probably the best movie in general of the original three that have been put out in the current, in the current era.
Of the Trinity? Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. But I just saw Shazam. It is very similar to me, like their answer to Ant-Man, Marvel's Ant-Man, where it's action, but you got a lot of humor in it. Yeah. A very family oriented superhero, which I didn't dislike. I enjoyed it. I wasn't really familiar with like the actors that much. I know he's done stuff like Get Chuck, and I never watched the show. So
Chuck was fun. Yeah.
But I know he's in general considered one of the nicer guys in Hollywood. And he seems to come off that way. He's very personable. I didn't mind him as Shazam. I thought he's kind of funny in that. You know, it made me laugh. I enjoyed the movie. So I will probably enjoy the second one just as much, like laughing a little bit. Like, I don't know if I'll pay full price ticket for it. You know, that may be like a, hey, Todd, can I see it before it hits the theater?
If we get it offered.
Yeah. That may be one of those things.
Not always guaranteed. You know?
But I also have HBO Max. So if it hits HBO Max, I'll probably watch it from home. So,
yeah, I mean, you'd only have to wait. Well, I don't know if they're going to do it. They didn't do it with Batman. But they have done it where it's like the first week they put it on HBO Max. And then after that, it's whatever. But I don't think we're going to see that with this. But I really enjoyed Shazam. I thought the classic, or I thought the first one was just excellent. I attuned it more toward Spider-Man than Ant-Man, but I dug it. So, all right. So the Marvel trailers, though. So let's talk about She-Hulk first, because it was just more of a fleshed out trailer.
They should have put this one out instead of that last, the first one.
Well, the other one was a teaser trailer.
Yeah, but you could see the unfinished product. You saw the CGI looked way better in this one than the other one. It didn't look like she was just wearing like a green mask, kind of barely on, hanging on the face a little bit, like a construction paper when you did it kindergarten, just kind of doing one of those masks, like holding it. And then
I never saw it look that bad. So
there are certain sequences, like if, like in the action, you could see where she would move and the color would kind of drag, like split second. It takes, okay. It took like minute second. It wasn't super bad, but I could see the difference.
Okay.
And it, like, I went to school for this stuff in graphic arts, so my eyes tend to catch that a little bit.
I believe you. I will just say that this show looks like a great blend between the Dan Slott stuff we got from the 90s and the early 2000s and the Charles Soule run that we got in the 2010s ish. And the fact that she breaks the fourth wall makes me so excited. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
I am so excited. And like the humor in this is going to be very Dan Slott-y. It's pretty much going to be everything I want. This may end up being my favorite Disney Plus show. And I'm so excited.
I'm hoping it will do well. Cause I probably shouldn't do this to myself, but I have a lot of Facebook comic groups I'm in, and boy, has Marvel taken a beating. Like all the old school guys crapping on everything this year, crapping on Moon Knight because there's not enough Moon Knight, crapping on Miss Marvel because I don't relate to her. Well, yeah, because you're a white Caucasian dude who's in his 40s. Of course you're not going to understand a teenage Muslim girl. What did you think was going to... It boggles the mind that you're like that, you're complaining about that. So let's hope people calm down on this a little bit, enjoy the ride, and they don't, you know,
poison the well. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Because I've noticed this year has been really bad with that.
So speaking of hate, we'll talk about the next one. Which I did not hate this, but a lot of people are hating on it. It is the Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer. So
now, is that a full trailer or is that just a preview trailer? Because it seemed very short to me.
I think this is a teaser.
Okay. Then people shouldn't be upset, number one, because you're not seeing everything.
Right, right.
But you're getting snippets of what's coming. And I would agree with you on that. It's
I thought it was fine. What I was super excited about, we get Namor. Fuck yeah, man. Like, I don't know if what we saw, who we saw in there exactly is Namor. If we did, cool. He looks okay. Looks very golden agey. But if it's not and it's just a regular Atlantean, also cool.
I think it is. I think it is very too. Dark.
Yeah.
It's his face is it's that dark blue ocean, like he's in the like trench somewhere in the ocean. Right. It's covering his face. You do see his face, and I don't mind the Aztecian look either. Yeah. I think a lot of people were angry about that. I was like, it is ancient. Aztecs have been kind of part of the. We don't know how far the Aztecs went as far as an empire to begin with.
Yep.
I was like, I don't mind it. It looks better than just him wearing black trunks, little white wings on his ankles. So, you know, I have no issue with that.
He's got the wings on his ankles. That's all that mattered to me, honestly. And the green, like scaly trunks. That's all I wanted. That's what I got. We're good.
And they had to make him different than Jason Momoa, Aquaman. You know, it's a shame that Aquaman came out first before Namor, even though Namor has existed longer than Aquaman, but
right. It's
you do what you have to do to make yourself look different.
It's definitely a thing, like, but I thought it was cool that the movie is going to be mostly focused on everybody else in Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously do get some Black Panther in there because we see the Black Panther at the end. Yes.
Black Panther do you think we're going to get?
I'm hoping for Shuri. That's just my personal, because I really loved her part of the book. So
I think they're going that route. Just by the arm, that is a very skinny arm for Black Panther. So I'm assuming it's going to be female.
Yeah, I assume so too.
That's just my take on it. I could be wrong. And if the new Black Panther is a male, I'm sorry, dude. Maybe you should do more gym pull-ups or something to get those biceps looking a little bit better. Or I should say triceps. Right. Maybe it just moved too fast for my eyes, but I'm not angry with that either. We also get Ironheart. We get to see that little
pounding out that heart. Very Iron Man 1 vibe. Very
homage. I don't understand why people would be upset about that. You weren't going to get a full trailer.
Right.
People should know that by now. You're going to get a teaser. It's not going to give you everything.
Right.
So just be patient. Don't get angry about it. You know.
It's coming.
Dial it down. Like, yeah. I understand. We're all passionate about it, but.
We all like our nerd shit.
Simmer down a little, you know.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm speaking on another, you know, trailer. I'm counting the days for Sandman on Netflix.
Yep.
That was another full trailer, you know, off topic, but that was another trailer that my 90s goth kids screamed, oh, you know, it was, oh my God, this is everything we've ever wanted from a Sandman. Please, Netflix, don't screw this up. Don't cancel it after one season, because I swear to God, I will bomb the headquarters with manure and explosives. I will say that right now. I don't care if I get in trouble for it or not. You know, you may have
stop getting us flagged, goddamn it. So.
But please, Netflix, don't ruin it. That's all I'm asking. That's
my hope too.
Don't ruin it.
All right. So now we're going to talk about Phase 5, which there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
So this is the full screen of dates. Mm-hmm. So we got Quantumania, then Secret Invasion, Guardians 3, Echo, Loki, Marvels, Blade, Ironheart, Agatha, Daredevil, Captain America Wrestling. I mean, New World Order.
is this where Captain America suddenly turns into a 70-year-old white guy with bald, white slash tan, super tan,
right?
With the balding and the black beard, black guy. And we hear,
so let's just go through these one by one and kind of like see, let's talk about what we are kind of expecting, like a brief what we're expecting from each of these. So we'll go with Blade because I went all the way back and that's as far as my photos go. Okay. I don't really want to see an origin story with Blade, but we never really got a good one in the first movie. That might be why that first movie is so good though. But I kind of want to see a little more origin story. I'd like to see Werewolf by Night in it. I'd like to see.
The question would be, is Black Knight going to be in this?
That's the other thing. So what are your hopes and dreams for Blade? I at least want like 90s nostalgia style. Like if they can get the vibe of the 90s ones, I'd be okay.
Can we just take the soundtrack from the first movie and just insert it into here? Because that soundtrack is one of my favorites. It's right up there with OG Mortal Kombat from 1995.
And The Crow,
yes. Those are probably the three albums that I still own in CD form and tape form. I have them in tape too. But I would like to see a Wesley Snipes cameo, just kind of past passing the torch. Nothing spectacular, nothing Stan Lee.
Like, he could be like a cab driver or something.
Yeah. Please, like, or even he could be like in the end credit scene or something, like Bruce was for Doctor Strange.
Madness. Oh, yeah. There.
I would be happy with that. I'd be cool with
it. Agreed. I would
too. But on a serious note, I'm hoping for probably a little bit about the same. Maybe a little bit of Ghost Rider in here also. Maybe some Midnight Suns. So you want
like a little more Midnight Suns.
A little bit of Midnight Suns. I think this would be...
I would not be mad about that.
Maybe like at the end, like this could be the other end credit scene where you see the Midnight Suns joining up.
That'd be cool. That could I'd be okay with that.
That could be a thing, and I'd be down for that. You know, then for those who've been investing in Ghost Rider all these years, now you would finally get your payoff. You see those comic books go from $100 to $1,000. That might be a thing.
As long as they don't fuck them up.
Yeah, please don't. And I'm down for either Ghost Rider version, to be fair. Well, any of the three.
Any of them. Okay. Okay.
I'm a fan of all three. So
same. All right. Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania. I am just curious as to where this is going to go. Like, we already know he can time travel with it. We already know he can, that there's a whole nother universe down there. So are we going to find out that like Kang is just like hanging out in the microverse? Are we going to get the Micronauts? Are we going to get Captain Universe? All of these things are options. Are we going to find a Captain Marvel in there? Like,
well, you know who's going to be in there that they showed the poster to. Do you have that photo?
I don't.
They have Cassie Lang being her version.
Stature. Of
yes.
Wow.
They showed her in her uniform. So it's going to be it's going to be a family affair.
Young Avengers.
Is going to be very.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is going to be another piece into that Young Avengers. Let's hope this is probably to where you're hoping Shazam 2. Let's hope this is kind of like the Marvel's answer to this, where it's going to be more family oriented, more entertaining. Maybe see more Agent. Is it Agent Wong?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's going to be in here. I imagine he's going to be in here because he has a man crush on Scott. So
yeah,
he'll be in here. He's always entertaining. We're definitely going to see. I think this is going to be that start of the what we will talk about later of the Avengers Kang saga. This may be that first stepping stone, whether it's he's going to do the Thanos thing where he's just going to watch and just be like in a hover chair and he'll be like, oh, you know, whatever, you know,
or are we going to get, or are we going to get Iron Lad and then the Kang Dynasty thing is actually going to be the Young Avengers? Let's think about that for a minute. All of you at home, mind blown. I know.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, Guardians 3. it's going to be Guardians.
I'm hoping. Again. But you're going to add Adam Warlock.
Oh, that's true. So we're actually going to get really the beginning Adam of the Infinity Warlock. Watch. Yeah. So if this turns into the Infinity Watch, I'm cool.
I think we got that little bit of a tease in the second there, and then they never touched on it again. And we all were like, why isn't he here? What the hell?
Right. Like, what the hell, guys? Come on.
Yeah. So we may finally get Warlock in this, which I'm hoping and praying that's what they do. So fingers crossed on that. Now, they did say that pretty much this is pretty much everybody's last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only one that's still like under contract is Bradley Cooper. Vin Diesel still going to be Groot. So those two will still be in the pocket. So maybe we'll get spinoff of Groot and Rocket in their own thing.
Yeah.
Which, if that's going to be similar to Scotty Young's series, I'm kind of cool with that because I actually enjoyed that series. That
or it could be we could get the Miss Marvel Alpha Flight and Groot, or and yeah, Groot and Rocket, I think, were part of that too. Rocket at least was. Mm-hmm. But it was Star, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
We could get okay that. Look, we honestly don't know because like they've kind of the second one kind of killed it a little bit. Like that first one, they had a nice blend. Second one was too, I think they tripled down on the goofiness. And yeah. I was like, okay, you know, where everybody always thinks the Thor Ragnarok was the first start of the downfall of Marvel movies. I honestly think that Guardians 2 was a little bit more, because it opened up, oh, we could do action and a boatload of comedy, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know who the bad guy's going to be, whether it's like maybe Warlock starts as a bad guy and then maybe
or starts as Magus and turns into Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
Be fun. There's a deep dive for you Marvel nerds out there who have no idea what the comics do. Yeah. Read that. Read that. Okay.
And invest in those Warlock books there, guys. That's
and worst case scenario, we'll get a really good soundtrack. So
true.
All right, a show I'm super looking forward to on Disney Plus is Echo. We've already had confirmation that we'll both have Daredevil and Kingpin in the show too. Mm-hmm. I'm just super excited about it. I thought they did very well with the character in Hawkeye, and I'm just really excited to see more. So,
well, that's I'm not this is one of my areas of least expertise, so I enjoyed her as well. Like I thought she was excellent. I don't know if they're going to do the romance route with Daredevil, where she, you know, does, you know, if Disney will go that route of, you know, we're together, you know, and they show like a bedroom scene or something, which, ooh, who knows? Like one would think, skanky, especially after them announcing Deadpool as it R-rated and people are losing their crap over that. I'm like, yeah, you can't do a PG-13 Deadpool movie. Doesn't work. I was like, and half the parents that are complaining, let their kids read Deadpool to begin with.
Right.
That aside,
that's a very excellent point.
Yeah. So, let's hope that's more of a serious, like, I don't know how actiony it's going to get. You know, I'm assuming it's going to be, this could be more closer to Hawkeye than we think.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, if it's at least
street
Hawkeye tone, I'm good. Yeah. So.
So.
All right. Next is the Marvels. I'm super pumped for this after Miss Marvel. Yes. I mean, I liked Captain Marvel. I also like the character of Carol. I like Kamala Khan as a character. I like Photon / Spectrum / Captain Marvel / Monica Rambeau. I think it's going to be cool to see all of them together in one thing. If I got everything the way I really wanted it to be, my dream would be that they would fight the Brood and Carol would turn into Binary somewhere in there, and it would be awesome. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I was going to say, you want to save the Brood for X-Men, man. Unless this is an intro to X-Men a little bit more.
Well, they could also use the Shi'ar and do it that way.
That's true, too. We still haven't cracked a lot of the other races other than what?
Right.
The Skrulls. Right. So there's what? The Brood, the Shi'ar, there's so many areas they have not touched yet. And I'm not even like big into the Marvel cosmic. And those are just the ones off the top of my head that I know
of. Well, so, those are the ones I think most people associate with X-Men. So, and also with that, like there's talk about Rogue and Mystique being in here. So, you know, if the movie ends with Rogue, you know, holding on too long and stealing her powers, like totally cool. Like that might be how that's going to roll.
I was going to say is, I forget who the actress is playing Carol Danvers.
Brie Larson.
Yes. Isn't she signed for like 5 movies or something like that? That would kind of like kind of commandeer like that 5 movie there. It's like, oh, you're in a coma now. So the next 2 movies you're in are going to be you just in a coma.
I think it's 5 total. I think it's 5 okay. total, which she's been in 3 so far.
Okay.
Right. So if it'd be this one and then one more after this.
Okay. So they could do the coma thing.
Yeah, they could.
Okay. Although we still have yet to see a Miss Marvel in traditional Miss Marvel outfit, the black and the yellow.
I don't think you're going to see the Warbird outfit ever. I mean, as much as I love it for nostalgic reasons, and I think it would be cool to have it in there for nostalgic sake for the character. I don't think you're ever going to see it because it's basically just like a black like swimsuit with a lightning bolt on it. So
I it's not a chauvinist thing, people. It's just I think that would have just looked cool.
I mean, I thought it was cool when it had like she had like the football pads on it too, like when it first came out as Warbird.
Okay,
that was awesome.
I wasn't down for the shoulder pad part, but I'm just used to seeing
yeah, it was a very classic look for her though. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of interesting, and you can watch a episode of the 90s X-Men TV show that explains that whole story part. Yep. So, all right, moving on to more people hating things. I didn't know Captain America was black now. Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously, people, I've heard that. I have read that on posts. I'm like,
how stupid are you?
Really? Like, really? Like, so. At bare minimum,
the last 10 years,
right? At bare minimum, you watched Endgame to the end,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and you saw him hand the shield over. At best case scenario, you also watched Captain Winter Soldier, Falcon Winter Soldier, which turned into Captain America Winter Soldier, and it's just like, really, really, guys, really. I can't. If that buddy cop TV show leads up to a buddy cop movie like this,
I think they kind of learned their lesson on that a little bit. I think they kind of like, okay, we can't do that with these guys. It's not, you know, we can't do it that way.
If they didn't rewrite half the show and have to reshoot half of it, it probably would have been better.
Yeah.
So, but either way, I'm looking forward to all this stuff. I'm just looking forward to it because I really like Bucky and I really like him and Sam's dynamic,
which so. I'm still kind of disappointed he didn't get to be a Captain America yet. Well, because technically he was Captain America. Like,
right. Okay. So
before Sam became Captain America.
So part of me is like, yeah, I really wish that we could have got Bucky Cap. But part of me then goes, since that happened and we pushed this version of him, I think it's more believable for him to give it to Sam than Bucky, because I think had he done that, given the political climate of the world at the time when it was happening, that people would have been really pissed if he'd have given it to somebody who worked for Russia versus someone who consistently was US all the way. So, and that's my only reasoning on it. And while I really loved Bucky Cap and I really loved the look of Bucky Cap, I can see why they did it. Will we see it? I don't know. I would love to see it at least for a little bit, but
but what do you think is going to happen with this though? Is this going to be one of, is this going to be the underlying, like, there's Cap Winter Soldier, which is the best Cap movie period.
Yeah.
In my mind.
That, oh yeah, you're not wrong.
Anybody else who says, "Oh, Civil War was better," you're full of crap.
You know,
you obviously didn't
War?
Watch the whole movie.
You know what ruined Civil War for me? All the extra people in it that took away from it being a Cap movie. That's,
I mean, yes, the airport scene is awesome. I'm not denying that. Cool. But as far as an actual Captain America movie, Cap Winter Soldier was probably the best movie. Will this be equal to it? We will see. I think they'll still be together, like Bucky and Sam. But I think this is going to be on a more serious tone. Hopefully we will not see any more flag smashers. That was retarded. Sorry if that's a... It was a bad call. Hopefully maybe we'll see the emergence of the other announcement that they put out. Maybe we will see some Thunderbolts.
Well, I was going to say, Dark Avengers. This is going to lead. I think is where we're going to see, and I'm going to say this with a huge grain of salt because I have no way to confirm this, but I want to see Norman Osborn in this movie. And I want him.
So you're going to see Dark Avenger-ish kind of stuff.
I want them to use Kingpin in the way they used Osborn, like for that kind of stuff to lead into. Whoops, what the hell? I think I have to make this bigger. Hold on, or it won't let me go past it. Still, Billy.
Come on.
Oh, we're moving.
There
on
we
to
go.
This one?
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So, we have a lot of stuff. Whoa. Holy shit. All right. So, yeah. I we'll jump to Thunderbolts later. Let's talk about Secret Wars for a second.
All right.
I think this is, I think we saw all this coming. We saw it all coming. But.
See the pain in my face, John. No.
I know. But if this is how we get an actual real black suit Spider-Man and a real Venom into this universe, I'm okay with it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to say, as a Wolverine fan, I wouldn't mind seeing him peer into here. Could this be the intro of Wolverine as an Avenger instead of an X-Man?
Oh, very possible. They can pluck them out of everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they already did the multiverse, so they know that they can do that. Mm-hmm. So,
I want to say tan outfit.
Yes.
Tan outfit for Wolverine Avenger, please.
Okay.
Save yellow and blue for X-Men.
Yes. Agatha, I am pretty much...
I have no idea where they're going with this. Are they doing like a Hocus Pocus? Is this Marvel's version of Hocus
Pocus?
Here's
my thought. You ready? So with all of the other young Avengers being more teenager-y, I think this is where we're going to get Speed and Wiccan. I think they're going to actually be the hero of this story.
Okay.
That's what I think is going to go on. Or we're going to see Agatha and Dr. Strange do some stuff. Maybe she teaches America Chavez stuff. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Would we see a resurrection of Wanda in this?
I wouldn't put it past them, though I don't think that that's going to happen.
Like, I mean, they resurrect a good Wanda is what I like.
Maybe.
You know, one of the other dimensions coming down, maybe the one that got dreamwalked.
Oh, maybe.
And she's, you know, she's she doesn't know what's going on. She wants to find out. And this could be the intro here where Agatha will apologize to. This could be like a very less action, less magic-y, more of a healing type, you know, drama. This could be your kind of thing there, because you like watching the you like watching those hospital dramas there.
Like a Grey's Anatomy? I don't know.
This could be a Grey's Anatomy type thing. I mean, I'm spitballing.
I don't think so. I think this would be more of like, I think this would be more along the lines of like Community. So, but yeah, we'll see.
I don't think it's going to be comedic. I don't think it's going to be that. I don't know if it's going to be action-y either. This is one of those unknowns of, this could be one of those Loki situations where we watch it and we're like, holy hell, okay, damn, this is like awesome. Yeah. And we didn't even think anything of it, because there's right. not a lot in her. Well, there is a lot of her in the comics, but it's a lot of pieces here and there.
You know what? This is really what I want to see. This is stupid and this is funny. Here's my total left field curveball. I want to see her babysitting Franklin Richards. That's it. Just Franklin Richards.
Fantastic Four
intro. And that's it. And that's how we get the Fantastic Four intro in there. So, all right.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
Moving along. Avengers Kang
Dynasty. Hey, to be fair, guys out there, I think some of these ideas are way better than some of the Marvel ideas lately.
Yeah.
Just to be fair. So, Marvel, if you're watching this, odd chance that you're scouring YouTube looking for me and John will work for a nominal yes. fee.
Yes.
I will, you know.
Absolutely.
I will gladly. I could use
I'll the totally extra cash. Be a consultant. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And then Todd will have to pay us more.
Right. Yeah. Do it to make that happen. Just to make that happen. Can't wait to hear the what do you mean you're working for Marvel? Oh, well, I signed an NDA, boss. More. I signed an NDA, boss. I can't really tell you anything about that. So Avengers Kang Dynasty. I think we already kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
But I like where it's going. I mean, there's also the Mortis version of Kang that we can see.
Well, is this going to be the Kang Marvel's Council movie?
Maybe.
I think that's where this is kind of heading to.
Okay.
Where you're going to see multiple. Like, this is where I can see the Multiverse of Madness and Quantumania and this kind of come together and everything makes sense. And everybody who's made fun of Multiverse of Madness and who made fun of Quantum Realm will be like, oh, this all makes sense now. Because I've noticed some people are now saying Age of Ultron opened up a lot of stuff that we didn't see coming. And now been and gone. Now people are like, that makes total sense. So this may be that movie where everything's going to make sense and it's the culmination. Now, will Kang stick around? Will the Kang Council, you know, stick around? Like maybe one Kang dies and another replaces him because he does that all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that this may be that bad guy will stick around like a Thanos. Yep. So fingers crossed they don't kill him off in one movie. And we got to do the whole, well, who's the next big bad that we have to worry about?
Right. Well, if you guys didn't need more good news, I just got a text that they are opening 30 more sheets in the next 5 years in our area. So
we don't have enough.
I think it's part of the electric, like the electric vehicle expansion thing, because Sheetz has partnered to put the electric pumps in, like the charging stations.
Okay.
So I want.
If I work for Sheetz, does that mean I get an electric car?
No, but what I want to see, like, in a perfect world, when electric cars are a little more advanced, they're going to basically be, I think, like you'll be able to just park on the spot and it'll just charge like a wireless charger and you won't even need the thing. Like that's, or if we get real smart, if we get real smart, you geniuses up at MIT right now, you should figure out how to make road like actual like asphalt solar powered, like with solar panels, and then it be just a driving charging station. So you just charge while you go, and then you never actually need to stop for gas or for charging or electric, or at least if you can convert all the interstates to that, think about how much money you're going to save the planet doing
can,
that.
Can I just say I'm still kind of hoping for DeLorean garbage fuel?
Yes.
And I yes. still want my floating skateboard, goddammit. I want to do it while I still have knees.
Yes. Not that we have good knees, either of us, but we have knees. Yeah,
but floating right. skateboard's not going to be right. as hard on our knees, though.
Right.
It'll work all on right. our cores.
Ironheart, we kind of talked about quickly. I guess we'll see how it goes. Like, I didn't read the books that much because I didn't really care for a young girl version of Tony Stark. I read it enough to understand the character, but then I was just like, it felt too teen for me. Like, I felt too old to read the book. So I did not connect with the character that well, but we'll see. Might be good. I'm not really worried about it.
I think this is where you're going to see Robert Downey Jr. voicing. So yeah. For those who are hoping for Tony Stark to, or Robert Downey Jr. reprising his role, well, got the new voice. He's going to be the voice of the suit or the computer system that she sets up. That's a given. If they don't do that, they are going to catch a lot of flack for that.
Yeah.
A lot of
flack. Well, in the books, that was the AI was a Tony Stark AI.
So it's going, and you probably will see a Pepper Potts in this too. I imagine they'll work a deal with her, with Gwyneth Paltrow. She will reprise her role. You may see some rescue in this, which the rescue armor was sweet. Congratulations, Shannon.
Yeah. For winning with rescue.
Number one. Yeah. Winning with rescue. First place in the Marvel costume contest.
At San Diego Comic-Con. Yep.
Nuts. So congratulations to our cosplayer representing Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Iron Man represent.
Yep.
All right. Daredevil Born Again. I think this is, I hope it just picks up right where Netflix left off. I think that's the hope. So,
well, I think this is going to be
like, I hope they don't redo it is my thing.
No, I don't think they're going to redo it. It's obvious from the She-Hulk. If you guys paid attention at the very end of She-Hulk, you do get to see a piece of Daredevil in She-Hulk.
Yeah.
And he is wearing the yellow suit. So you will see yellow suit Daredevil. You have, I'm excited. at least in the first couple episodes, he may change up. Lord knows. I liked his outfits from the Netflix show. I thought they were excellent. Minus him wearing the rag on his head and the scarf on his head.
I didn't even mind those that much, though, to be honest.
Well, I liked he kind of, at least the black do-rag on his eyes made him look somewhat of a ninja. But him wearing the scarf during the collaboration there was awful. But we're looking forward to it. I think this is going to be serious tone. We're going to see Vincent D'Onofrio be Kingpin again.
Which is also cool.
Yes, I think we're going to forever consider him Kingpin now. It's just like Hugh Jackman is Wolverine and certain other characters, you know.
Yep.
He's going to reprise his role. We're probably going to see some Punisher in here. We may see Elektra in here. You know, there's a
Foggy lot. Nelson. Foggy Nelson's already on board.
Yeah, so we'll see him. I hope they do right by the Hand. Maybe we'll see a better version of the Hand. I'm cool with that as a Hand fan.
I think whatever like happens in Echo is going to affect this, and then we'll get like a mix between Echo and Netflix Daredevil. So, All right, we're gonna keep going because we have like three or four more.
Okay.
Loki season two. I'm excited for it. I like the first season, so
More twists and turns, more Kang.
Yeah.
So I think he is going to be the Thanos for this season. Phase five. He's going to be all phase five. So heavy dose of Kang in here. Everybody's reprising their role pretty much. Lady Loki, though, we may see an actual Lady Loki, legit long black hair Lady Loki. So we should see that. Whether it's going to be a variant or whatever, you know, at least a glimpse. That's all we're asking.
I want to see a little more Throg in this one besides just the cameo. That's just me.
But the pop figure kicks ass, though.
It does. Awesome. Someone sent that to Walt Simonson. That's hilarious. So, all right. So Marvel's Secret Invasion. I'm excited about this because this is actually one of my favorite modern comic storylines.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of like we would have to have Spider-Woman in here by then, which I'm hoping to come in She-Hulk actually. And I really just love the original story. If you don't know what happens, the Skrulls infiltrate the planet and then a ship crash lands with a bunch of the people that they'd infiltrated with. But now nobody can tell who's who. So they have to go and get, like, they have to figure out ways to figure out who's who. And this show will rock purely if they bring in 3D Man. Because he was the only one that could see who they were. Because these Skrulls were so embedded that you could not, like, you had to, like, until they shifted back into Skrull form, they were absolutely identical physically to the other people. So
except that they couldn't copy powers though, correct?
No, they could.
See, I thought that was one of the things I remember Wolverine being in this, where they couldn't copy his healing factor.
Oh, they couldn't do his healing factor.
Yeah.
But so like
they copied the claws, but they couldn't copy his healing.
But I don't think he was one of the ones that they infiltrated. No,
they had the right amount of this story completely. Yeah. So
most
that's why he was not
that they most of the people that they infiltrated were like people with a single power or with powers that they already replicated through like because they have the Super Skrull, right?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic Four powers.
Yeah, because like the queen was Spider-Woman.
Yes.
And she could use her powers. So, yeah, that's kind of it. Like, it kind of works out.
So
very excited.
Secret Invasion, guys.
Which will
lead into... Secret Wars. Don't invest in Secret Wars.
Right. But,
unless it's the original.
Which then leads into Thunderbolts. Because the Thunderbolts actually came out of... The Thunderbolts, I think what they're going to do with this is they're going to replace the Dark Avengers with the Thunderbolts, which the Thunderbolts were the Dark Avengers in the comics anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
You're probably going to get the intro of the Thunderbolts either through, I imagine, the end of the Secret Invasion. You're going to see... That's going to be one of the end credits for one of the episodes or something, or it could be an entire episode by itself. So, I have to tell you, as someone who's a Hulk fan, that has now become one of the most expensive Hulk books now, thanks to
the announcement.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they made that, it was like a $50 book at most. Now it's like a $200 book.
Jeez.
Well, granted, slapped $200 slapped raw. I think it's still $100. Only if you want to display them.
Jesus. All right. Sorry. I'm in a group chat with people and they just sent something really stupid. Anyway, so we ran over a little plate tonight. Thanks, guys, for watching. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Justin, for filling in for Tim this week. And we will see you for the next couple weeks until Tim is back to rocking and rolling. And maybe, maybe we'll even get appearance from Venom.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. So. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching and or listening. And we will catch you next week. And don't forget to hit like. Don't forget to share us. Don't forget to hit us up on social media. It'll be a good time. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Night.